Jeffrey, in your opinion, is what you receive from the other side contemporary information? In other words, let's see, how am I trying to put this? There's a certain line of thinking out there that what we think we receive from the other side is sort of like that giant tape loop, the residual something or another that's left from somebody who has passed away.
Well, I would call it the consciousness.
Fine. Let's go with consciousness. Do you think you're actually receiving active consciousness or just sort of, you know, a residual of what's left?
I think some cases you will get residual, but in most cases, because in my experiences the soul continues its journey, it would be very much so that you're getting a continual connection.
Huh. So you think it's contemporary, current, real, conscious information from the other side?
Oh, very much so, because I've had things come through where somebody will say to me, the perfect example of this is recently, you know, I had a woman that her dad had passed away and she was trying to get pregnant. And during the session, he came through and said, you know, you're going to be pregnant in 3 weeks. And she was.
So. Jeffrey, what everybody would want to know the answer to this one, and that is, what do you know of the nature of the other side?
Well, in my experiences, I mean, I'll give you an interesting thing. I got a chance to go down to see Dr. Raymond Moody, and I got a chance to go into his psychomantium.
Uh-huh.
And I had a really profound experience when I was down there. I actually went out of my body, and I kind of did like a near-death experience when I was there. And he was telling me afterwards, and if you've ever gotten the opportunity to sit with him, you know, he goes through a whole psychological profile. He'll sit with you for a good 2.5 hours, ask you all these questions, make sure that you're not on any kind of drug or any kind of hallucinant or anything like that, and he prepares you mentally. And I remember going in the room, and if people are not familiar with the psychomantium, it goes all the way back to ancient Greece, and it's real, real interesting. And I remember going through that process, and when I was going through that process, of course, you stand in front of the mirror, you go into the mirror at one point. I could actually feel myself coming out of my body, going into the mirror, and kind of walking down a tunnel. And as I was walking down this tunnel, I could see all these faces. And there were some faces of clients that had passed away. Some were relatives, all different people. And I remember it was that feeling, you know, when you come out on a spring day and that the sun hits you for the first time?
Sure.
That's what it felt like. And I remember going, and all of a sudden I got to a bright light, and they're like, you went too far. And then I remember after that, Raymond coming back in the room, and you know, it was like I bounced back, but it was like a very profound feeling. But in my experiences with going through that and seeing what I deal with in an everyday life, I think there's different levels of souls in the spirit world. And that's where we get the idea of ghosts. That's where we get the idea of good spirits, bad spirits, you know, spirits that are, you know, around that haven't really grown or haven't really let go. And that's where I think we get the whole good and evil experience.
All right, let me try this question again. I'm really quite curious, and I know everybody is, what it's like on the other side. Have you had any hints, any discussions with those on the other side? Have they actually described to you the environment in which they're in?
Well, in one experience that I had, they described to me that it was like a field, and in that field, you know, there was sun and there were other people, but they weren't really in the physical body. They were in like a conscious state. And they kind of described it as a parallel universe. That would be the way I would describe it. It was like, would us be going from here to beyond our universe? That would be the way that they were kind of describing it.
Okay, in another universe. But are they in a place that we can relate to? I mean, are there... You said a field. Are there homes? Are there cities? Are they conducting a life like the life they had here?
I would say from what I was experiencing and the way they were coming through, the consciousness part was going on. I don't know that I would say there was houses or Bloomingdale's or Macy's and shopping and everything like that, but they were still very much connected to their loved ones here, where they were playing a role or trying to play a role to make sure that those souls got where they were supposed to be.
I hope there's soul radio.
I'll let you know.
Well, maybe I'll let you know, buddy. Okay, well, all right, on to this. And it's an extremely interesting question, and that is, what happens with animals when they pass? Do animals have souls, in your opinion?
Well, in my experience, when I was writing the second book, our beloved golden retriever passed away. And it was kind of interesting because I actually grieved more over her, probably more so than out of anyone that I've lost in my lifetime. And even dealing with death and every day. And I remember that, I remember against my own better wishes at the time, you know, I had a dream about 3 nights before we were going to take her in for surgery. And in the dream, one of the spirits had come through and said, you know, don't take her. She's going to die no matter what. And sure enough, she did. And I remember like 2 days afterwards, I was, you know, in my room upstairs and my wife was sleeping next to me and I was awoken by this breath and I'm like, oh my God, I got to take the dog out. And it was the dog actually coming to visit.
Yeah. And here's another question, be it animal or human, Jeffrey, after the passing, is there a kind of a window of opportunity that is relatively short, days or even a couple of 3 weeks, where visitation from the other side is more possible or more probable than it is later on?
All right, well, I'll give you two examples with that. I had a lot of the families from 9/11. The experiences I had, they were getting visitations within 6 days of the passing. Usually, in my experiences, we're talking about something within 30 days, usually, where a person will get a message. Probably a classic example of that would be a dream visitation where they will come in the dream, say goodbye. You know, they may touch you. They may, you know, do a lot of different things. But that's usually in that time frame. That's been my experiences.
So it would seem. But, I mean, on the one hand, if all of this is true, it's completely understandable that it might be very quickly that it would occur. If it's not true, Jeffrey, then it would also be understandable that it would be quite quickly because, of course, we are in severe mourning. I mean, there's nothing else on your mind, whether it be an animal or a person, really. And so you can imagine that if all this were not real, our brains would still concoct it fairly quickly after the passing.
Oh, without a doubt.